fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the Soulful Eclectic. I am none other than your host, Dr. Diana Collins, and I want to welcome you back to today's episode. If you have never listened to a podcast of mine and this is your first time, you've been introduced to the podcast, well, welcome. Thank you for taking the time out for joining me today. On today's podcast, I hope you find something that resonates with you. If not, hopefully one of my past podcast episodes was something that resonates with you. But in either way it goes, I appreciate you taking the time out to see what it is that it is that we do. So thank you and welcome. If you are returning, hey, how y'all doing? Great seeing y'all. Thank you for coming back. Welcome back. Thank you for taking that time out to come back, to listen, to see what it is we're talking about, what we're jamming with, what's happening with the neighborhood, whatever a case may be. Thank you. Thank you for those of you who reached out via instant messenger. I think a couple of people DM me, which I get kind of sketchy, but thank you. Because they were legit. So thank you for reaching out. And also thank you for those of you who went on to the website and actually checked out the website. It's been up for as long as I had the podcast, but I always like to shout out new viewers who go onto the website and just see what's going on in the Soulful Eclectic neighborhood. The tribe's doing some things. We got a couple of things coming on. So if you're a writer and you want to get your writing out there, feel free to submit something for your blog, for the blog. I do open up the blog to the community, so you're more than welcome. So again, thank you. Before I really dive deep, thank you to my sponsors, Divine Nubian Essentials, loving the skin and the hair that I'm in. Yes. I did get it just freshly tightened. So thank you, Deanna, your favorite stylist from Melvira. She did her thing as always. Just nice, fresh and tightened up couple of days. So my head doesn't hurt anymore. So it's good. So thank you, Deanna, for everything that you do, not only for keeping our trust is looking amazing, but also for the community. We got to join Deanna for Hallelujah Karaoke is what I like to call it. Hallelujah Karaoke. And it's done in her shop in Melvira's. And what we do is come in and share. We do spoken words. Some people will sing. We've had some people read passages from books they've written, from the great book, the Bible. We've had people read from there. So it's just a downtime or actually a way to jumpstart your week. Because sometimes you just need to be in a space where you can be creative and open and vulnerable. And thank you, Deanna, for providing that safe space for all of us. And believe me, they will even pray for you. I love it. I just love it. So thank you for, again, opening that space and providing it at Melvira's. The next one is April 28th, if you're interested, and it is at Melvira Studio. And all are welcome. What did we do? We kicked off the baby shower. That went amazing. Thank you to Vivia Bright and V Beauty planning team. They did a phenomenal job. Oh my gosh. It was absolutely brilliantly beautiful. And I will post some pictures on the website so you guys can see it as well. But it was absolutely beautiful. And thank you to Vivia for that. Thank you to Collins Education Resource Management, because it's because of Collins Education Resource Management that we were able to do the community baby shower. So thank you. It was funds from that business that helped me be able to do, help us, myself and my husband, be able to provide that baby shower. So thank you to Collins Education Resource Management and all those students who put their education in our hands. So thank you. And so, yeah, so that, whew, boy, thank you to our resident author. Yes, Reggie Dupree. I'm going to continue to shout you out until you come back. And then after you come back. So there you go. So Ms. Reggie Dupree, thank you so much for being an inspiration to those of us who are women, those of us who are women of color, those of us who are out there inspiring to change things to make everyone represented and be seen. You provided that tool. You have a great book, and you know, I just thank you. Thank you. And if you have not checked out Hoodoo Heaven and Return to Hoodoo, Mystical Midlife Mate and Midlife Gumbo, please do so. They are available on Goodreads. They're available also on Amazon. So check them out. Reggie Dupree is amazing. Neek's Beauty Supply, if you have not schlepped over to Neek's Beauty Supply, please do so. Not only is she our Black female-owned beauty supply chain here in Tucson, but she also carries Divine Nubian Essential products, just a few selected scents, but you can get your jump start there and then you can follow up with me online. So there you are. So Neek's Beauty Supply. Thank you, Neek, for all you do. Yeah. So my gosh, it's been quite a week. And this might be the last episode for season 9. I haven't decided yet. Only because I got some new stuff that I want to bring out. So we'll see. We'll see what happened. I'll probably keep talking to y'all because I just don't know how not to talk to y'all. But I'll let you know if this is the last episode for the season, just so you know. But anyways, so here we are today. Today's episode. What are we going to shake a leg and talk about today? I don't know. Let's see. Let's see what we got. So today we're going to talk about, it is a topic that came up during a conversation about spirituality and what it looks like for those of us who are a couple. So, This conversation came up actually following going to Hallelujah Karaoke. I don't know. It just sticks with me. Hallelujah Karaoke. Going to Hallelujah Karaoke. This came up in my mind. And we had a conversation with it on our way home, myself and my husband, on addressing spirituality and what it actually looked like for us as a couple. Because honestly, we never really thought about it. We never really talked about it. We talked about our own experiences with the church and why we both decided that's not the way we wanted to go. But now having our grandson and our daughter is now, you know, revisiting her relationship with God and the church and so forth, and as well as my oldest daughter, it's interesting to see that now my husband really wants to, you know, talk about it. And I, you know, and truthfully we should, because spirituality is, you know, basis of a lot of relationships, and understanding where we both are coming from in that realm is very helpful. So having that conversation is really good. And what it did was it prompted me to really think about it, because I never really think about my own spirituality. I think I know I'm a spiritual person. Okay. No, I don't go to church every Sunday. That's just, organized religion is just not my thing. It just really isn't. I don't want to be obligated to having to show up at a building, having to do, you know, be an usher, be in a choir, I don't want that. I don't like it. It makes it feel like a job and a chore. And I don't think spirituality or religion should be that. I know there's a level of discipline that they are trying to structure into you. But with that, it takes me back into Catholicism. I grew up in the Catholic Church. I grew up in the Baptist Church. I went to Catholic school all my life. So therefore, that's that Catholic piece of it. So I learned a lot about Catholicism. And then, you know, we were raised in the Baptist Church. I was baptized in a Baptist Church. So I get both parts. And to me, it just feels like a job, a chore. And I don't want it anymore. It takes the love of worship out of it for me. So then I had to step back and see what religion was to me and what I see as religion. And like I said, I'm a very spiritual person. I take pieces from Buddhism, pieces from Hindu, pieces from my background, Baptist, you know, pieces from the Catholic Church, pieces from, I just, you know, I learn things and I like the soulful eclectic. I have an eclectic spirituality. I find what motivates me, what lifts me up, and what carries me. And that's how I practice. And that's what I do. So it's not one solid thing that I do. And I really, I don't know, like we had the conversation. It's like, well, which way? And I'm like, yeah, no, I don't know. Because again, I don't want it to be something that I am forced to do. So there's that. But anyways, so this episode, I really wanted to talk about what does it truly mean to be spiritually connected in a relationship? Because that's literally what my question is. What does it really mean to be spiritually connected in a relationship? I never really considered it. I never really thought about it. I know I've seen in the past, we used to go to church as a couple with my ex, but even that, it wasn't really, I don't feel like it was a connection, because outside of church, we never really discussed spirituality and what it meant. So today in this episode, I just really want to talk about that and explore how couples can intentionally build and maintain spiritual intimacy. And when I talk about that, it goes beyond romance and chemistry. When I talk about spiritual connection, it's about shared values, being vulnerable, purpose, and growing together and not just living together. So I think having this conversation can help anyone, whether you're in a new relationship or if you've been married for decades, years, or if you're healing and preparing for partnership again, right? This episode, I think, can offer some tools. I hope we can offer some tools and some reflective questions. And maybe I can embark some soulful wisdom to help you cultivate a relationship that's rooted in alignment and intention and sacred connection, right? And sacred connection. So let's see what we think about with that, you know, because I think I know being a healthcare practitioner and an educator, I think I know that I can offer some tools just from experience, life, the things that I've learned. I've gone to school for many things. So the conversation is just really going to provide some deeply intimate and spiritual connections that can help you bond with your partner. And like I said, it's not just...
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
It's love. It's not just attraction. We're talking about true alignment. So let's start off with this then. Sorry, I'm a little thirsty. What is... Ooh, that was a piece of ginger. Ooh, blow out my palate. Ah, my goodness. Spiritual connection. What is spiritual connection? Right? So let's talk about that for a little bit. What is spiritual connection? Spiritual connection is an energetic, emotional, and purpose-driven alignment between two people. Okay? It's when your values align. So you both sat down and talk about what your family values are, what you value in life, what you value in yourself, what you value in each other. Your values align. Your growth journey, your growth journeys respect each other, right? You're not sitting here disrespecting one another about what they choose to do in life and how they're growing, what pace they're growing at. It respects each other. You feel safe being your authentic self, right? You feel safe and seen in your space and home with your spouse. So you feel like you're able to be vulnerable, and you can pray together. You can meditate together. You dream together. Okay. And sometimes you simply just sit still together. Okay. Spiritual connection is less about religion and more about resonance. It's asking you, what do we believe in? What do we believe? What spiritual, what universal, what realm, what do we believe? It's asking, what are we building? Right? What is our goal? What are we trying to do, and see if that aligns? All right. And then who are we becoming together? Now, I pose these questions to you guys, but these are questions that we're tackling day to day because it seems like we're not in alignment. I'm going this way, he's going this way, and it's like, okay, we're getting further and farther apart. How are we coming back together and instilling that? So you guys remember when we talked about, and maybe you don't because it's been some episodes, probably a season or so ago, but we talked about having State of the Union meetings, house meetings. And sometimes in those house meetings, that's what we talked about too, making sure we still are in alignment. And if we're not in alignment, how can we get back in alignment? And sometimes not being in alignment is okay too, because in my book, some people might disagree with that, but I think not being in alignment also, depending on how much of in non-alignment you're in, could be healthy. It could be good. It could be a way to maintain balance too. So please don't judge yourself or say, oh, this relationship is not for us because we're not in alignment. No, I mean, you're probably going in a general direction, except you're taking one path and they're taking the other path. So it earns a conversation before you just chuck a whole relationship, is what I'm saying. How to build that spiritual connection. So you sit there, you have these conversations, and you can write these down, you know, talk about your values and whether or not they align. Talk about growth and respect for each other, safe and being authentic. You can ask each other these questions. What are your values? Because your values change as you age. We evolve, right? So we talked about evolution of self, evolution in a relationship, and it's natural to have evolution and change and growth. And we are not expected to stay the same person we were 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. So with those changes, your values change, right? It really do, right? How you view religion when you were 30 is not going to be the same way you view religion at 50. Things happen in between there, okay? So going back and having that discussion and maybe starting over, okay, babe, what do you believe in? Okay, now what are we trying to build? What are you building? What are we building? What am I building, right? Because there is this individual and then there's a together, because there's building blocks to this neighborhood or compound that you're growing. And so, which is your family is your compound. So in your compound, you have different buildings that you're building, and in these building, each building, something different is housed in it, but they're all connected because it all is your compound, it's all your family. And that's just something that makes me see it that way. You don't have to see it that way, but again, I just share theories and tools and coping mechanisms to make you think, things to make you go, right? So this is something to make you think and have a conversation. So that's that there is that piece right there. So next up is how to build a spiritual connection. Now we had the conversation on what a spiritual connection is. What do we believe? What our values are, you know, and what are we becoming? All those things. How to build a spiritual connection. Start with individual awareness, right? Being aware of who you are yourself. You can't build spiritual intimacy if you don't know what it is for yourself. So first start with you, sense of self. Ask yourself, what grounds me? What keeps me grounded, right? What are my non-negotiable values? We have values, right? But what are my hard stops? What are my non-negotiables? What does purpose look like for me? Now, mind you, all these questions that I'm asking you, I have written down and asked myself, because it's good to check in with yourself. It's good to check in with each other, right? And I think when you're talking about spiritual intimacy, especially since we just brought it up, revisiting these things are really a good place to start. So what grounds you? What are your non-negotiable values? And what does purpose look like for you? Okay. And I encourage you all to take out a journal, piece of paper, a notebook, whatever, and write this down before you go talk about alignment, right? Expecting partnership alignment. I encourage you to journal before, so that you have something to work with when you come back to the table to have this conversation, right? Next thing you want to do is have intentional conversations. What? Okay. And that means move beyond the surface talk. I am a surface talker like nobody's business. I don't like hard conversations. And sometimes talking about spirituality can be a hard conversation. Talking about relationship can be a hard conversation, depending on who you are. So I know I avoid hard conversations like it's the plague. It's just who I am. I don't like disappointing other people. I don't like to be disappointed. Therefore, I don't like to have the conversations. It just is what it is. Okay, so what does faith mean to you? So we talked about what your values are, what grounds you, what are your non-negotiables, and, you know, what does your purpose look like? We talked about what do you believe in, what are we trying to build, and what are we building together? Now talk about, what does faith mean to you? What does faith mean to you, right? Not what your version, what someone else's version that they've told you what faith is to them, But really sit with it. What does faith mean to you? And how do you handle that conflict in spirituality? How do you handle conflict spirituality? Because there is some conflict, because you have the spirituality that you were brought up with and the do's and the don'ts that you have. And then you have the ones that, wait, why do we do this? Why are we forgiving this person? Why, you know, those pieces. So you're conflicted. How many gods are there? How many deities are there? And, you know, which deity does this? It's so many things. So how do you handle spirituality conflict spirituality? And how do you want the relationship to grow, right? How do you want our relationship to grow, right? So these are those alignment questions. Alignment doesn't happen accidentally. It happens intentionally. So you are intentionally setting your relationship into spiritual alignment by answering and following and doing the work. Okay, because it is work. Relationships is work. Okay, there is love at first sight, marriage at first sight. This is all well and fine, but if you're not ready to put in the work, what are you doing? You're wasting everybody's time and money, pretty much. All right. So, yes. So the next one. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to look at time so I know when to when to break. I know, right? It's insane. But anyway, so moving on, creating shared rituals. This one's a fun one, right? Creating shared rituals. Rituals build rhythm. So I'm gonna give you a couple examples. I mean, these are just examples. You can create whatever rituals you want. Like you go to gym together. Have a workout time where you're connected and you're working out together. And I don't mean work. He's working out on weights and you're running the treadmill on the other end of the gym. No, you have a planned workout where you work out together. Now, my husband and I, when we first met, that's what we used to do. We used to get up and we used to meet at the gym and we would do couples workouts. Now, I'm going to be honest, that once we got married and got into the rat race of working and, you know, doing our own things, that went by the wayside. We started going back to the gym, but it's not like it was. It wasn't like gym like it was when we were doing it together. We don't have couple workouts anymore. And I miss that. I really do. So trying to figure that out. So weekly gratitude conversations is a great way. We start our State of the Union meetings or our home meetings with gratitude conversations. What we're grateful for, what went well. Praying or meditating together is another one, right? This one I can't get him to jump on, but you know, hey, we have paint nights together. But you can do vision board nights. That works too if you're both into building your vision boards. It is interesting too because you get to see what the other one has in their vision board and you know, in what you have and how similar some things are and maybe how different. That's a good one. I haven't gotten him to buy into that one yet. Monthly relationship check-in. So we do that. We fell off for a while because we were both working really hard trying to maintain things. So we kind of fell off, but we do monthly relationship check-ins, which is our State of the Union relationship communication check-ins. So we sit and what happened is I think it started getting to the point where it felt like work weekends, work meetings. And so I like the idea of taking the...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Eating out of the house and meeting somewhere for lunch. Let me meet you here, and we drive our own cars. My husband's like, that is wasteful. You're wasting gas, and we could have been in the car together and go. So he likes to go together, so which is fine. I concede, and I was like, okay, I compromise. We'll go together, whatever. But I like, because it feels like I'm going on a real date, because I'm going to meet you here at this time, and we're going to go check in, and you know. So, but it's okay. Monthly relationship check-ins, right? So this one we do together. We serve the community together. We're both activists. We both are members of the NAACP. And so we do serve the community together. So that much we are rock solid on. So when we talk about rituals, rituals anchor that connection, right? Rituals anchor the connection. So yeah, so let's, We will, let me recap that. So some samples I gave you, right? Weekly gratitude conversations, praying and meditation or meditating together. Paint nights or vision board nights are really great. Monthly relationship check-ins, check in, see how each other is doing. We do that on a day-to-day basis, but sometimes you can, if you are always running, you know, different shifts or whatever, having a point where you stop and check in on one another is a good one. Just serving the community together. We do that religiously. So that's good. Practice vulnerability. That one's a hard one. I am so guarded sometimes, depending on the day and who you are. I have been and can be vulnerable with my husband. But sometimes I can see it's a challenge for men to be vulnerable. So practice being vulnerable. Spiritual intimacy requires emotional safety. And you have to be safe with that person emotionally and physically. And I know if you're married, say, oh, yeah, I feel safe, emotionally safe. I could talk to him about anything. But not everyone has that ability. No, not everyone feels that way. So when we talk about spiritual intimacy, it requires you to be emotionally safe. So here are some things I would suggest you say. Say, this is where I'm struggling, right? This is where I'm struggling. I'm struggling with telling you how I truly feel. This is what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of you judging me, right? This is what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping that we can come together to a resolution. I'm hoping that we can come together for grace and guidance, whatever, right? This is what I'm hoping for. So that's a kind of a way to start to really dive into that vulnerability. True connection is built on honesty, okay? Is really built on honesty, and you have to be honest with yourself and your partner. Okay, so with that, I am going to have us take a quick little break. Okie dokie, smoking. Just a short one, nothing fancy. So don't go and, you know, cook dinner or start dinner or anything like that. Just go and grab a potty break and let's do this, okay?
Hi everyone, Dr. Diana Collins here with The Soulful Eclectic, a podcast about being your authentic self and maintaining your health and wellness, brought to you by Divine Nubian Essentials, Love the Skin You're In, and also Collins Education Resource Management, where a healthcare education is our passion. If you're looking for a new read, check out our friend Reggie Dupree in Hoodoo Heaven, Return to Hoodoo, and Mystical Midlife Mate, because everything is happening in Hoodoo. Brought to you by WUBI Ubiquity Radio and TV. If you have not downloaded your app on Roku or Apple or Google Play, do so right away. The Soulful Eclectic can be found every Friday night, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on all your podcast streaming platforms, WUBI Ubiquity Radio and TV. So see you soon. Namaste.
Hey guys, thank you so much for taking that moment. I appreciate you so much. So I told you it was going to be quick. Mm-mm. We got some things to talk about. We don't have time to be dilly-dallying, okay? This is a quick evening reset. Let's go. So I hope you got your tea. If not, go back and go grab it and let it steep for a little while so we can finish up here. So maintaining spiritual connection, right? Connection isn't built just one time. You get married and okay, we're good. It's maintained. You got to do some work. And again, I had to learn to do all this work, and you know, and actually, I think I'm learning to change how I do the work. Let me say that. I'm learning to change how I do the work because how I showed up in the past is different than how I'm showing up now. So connection isn't built once, it's maintained and it changes. So grow together, but allowing individual growth, right? So we sometimes one partner will evolve faster than the other. And instead of feeling like you got to chase the other one or that one is doing much better than you, instead of fear, choose curiosity. Ask, how can I support your growth? Oh my gosh, it's so easy to do, yet so hard, right? Because we want to be that person of support for the other one. And sometimes we don't know. And sometimes I'm going to speak for me. I do the wrong thing because I think I'm helping, but I'm not. I'm actually making more of a mess. So I have learned to stop and say, how can I help support you? How can I support your growth? What can I do to support you? And I'm going to be honest. Sometimes I'll get told what would be helpful. And like, I got to cook every day. Just an example. I cook every other day or so, but yeah. And sometimes the growth can, you know, the help can not be seen, taken very well. And then it's like, okay, that's not working. Can we change how I help you? Or what other ways can I better support you in your growth? But I want to see you grow. So I don't want to be a hindrance to your growth. So how can I support your growth? What are you learning right now? I'm always interested in what my spouse is learning, what my significant other is learning, because I learn when they learn. And I love it. And I always tell my husband, I married you for your brains because you are so smart. And I learn so much from him. Now, he never tells me what he learns from me. So I really don't know if he learns anything from me. even though, yeah, I don't know if he learns anything from me. I'm going to ask him that. I don't know. I'm going to ask him, what do you learn from me? I'm going to write this down. What do you learn from me? Because I like that. See, I have conversations with you guys and then things come to mind. So yeah, I'm going to write that down. What do I teach you anything? What have you learned from me? Yeah, I like that. Okay. Anyways, I digress. What are you learning right now? Okay. What are you learning right now? The other thing is protect your energy as a couple. Yeah. We do this a lot. We protect our energy as a couple because people are energy suckers. We limit the negative external conversation that comes in. Boy, it's a lot sometimes. It's a lot. And we set boundaries with each other on what we're going to allow, what we talk about. It's like, yeah, you know what? That doesn't work for us. So we set boundaries with others about our relationship. And there's just things we don't discuss with others about our relationship because honestly, it's not their business, right? So we don't sit there and bash each other to other people. That's just not, it's not the way to carry things. That's not the way to do things. We protect our sacred space. So protect your sacred space, our home. Undoubtedly is our sacred space. Hands down. And we protect it. We are very selective on who is allowed in our space. It's been what's been saving us. Everyone is not allowed to walk through our home. It's just not. Reconnect during conflict. This one, I think, works really well for us, because that's one thing we don't do. We don't go to bed mad at each other. We try not to sleep in different rooms. I know I snore, and I know he snores. So sometimes we do have to, like, listen, I need some sleep. I'm going to go sleep in this room. I'll see you in the morning. So sometimes it does happen like that, but reconnect during conflict. Conflict is inevitable. There's no way you're going to have a relationship and not have conflict. For anyone who does that, then they're not showing their true emotions. They're not vulnerable in a relationship. And I'm going to look at you like you're some kind of robot or android, because there is always some sort of conflict. Conflict is inevitable. Disconnection, now that is optional. You can choose to disconnect from somebody. But there conflict, there's always going to be some conflict. So conflict is inevitable. Disconnection is optional. So in those conflict times when you're trying to reconnect and you're going to reconnect, or maybe, you know, you're given a day before you reconnect, whatever, pause and ask, are we trying to win? Okay. Are we trying to win? Is this like, are you trying to one up me? What's happening here? Are we 1-for-1, 2-for-2? Are we trying to keep score? Are we trying to win? Or are we trying to understand? Because I'm going to talk to you to try to get better clarity. But if you're trying to one-up me, then this is not going to work. Right? So you have to return it to your shared purpose. Return it to your shared purpose. What is it that, what is our goal? Right? What is our goal? One of the things that I would suggest and I would share with you before we close out is just that when you're in that reconnection and during that reconnect during conflict, be honest. Don't fight dirty. I think I heard this on I watched Marriage Bootcamp, because in all the noise of, you know, this one fighting and this one ripping this one's out, there was some real pearls of wisdom in there. And thank you to Judge Toler for the wisdom, to Dr. Faith and Dr. Ish and all of them who put the show out, because even though the celebrities and the people that they chose, they had a lot of noise and negativity and things going on, I learned some great tools from that show. And one of them is, during conflict, you don't fight dirty. You don't fight dirty. Okay. And most of us grew up in that, where we heard those words thrown at significant others in relationships and within our families, right? They used to get down and dirty with the words. And I'm just like, whoa. But at the end of all that, how are you saying I love you when you just called him the worst SOB and all these things and words I've never even heard of at that age? And what? So sometimes, depending on how we grew up, some of that is the normal cadence of conflict and reconnection. But conflict and reconnection does not have to be chaotic. And we are not trying to fight dirty. So that's why a pause in an argument or during conflict is really helpful. Go out to the garage, go take a walk. Sometimes I won't answer a question, and, you know, Dan will say, all right, so what, you're not going to answer me? And I'll say, you know what, I'm going to pause from answering you right now, because the answer that I will give at this moment would not be helpful to either one of us. So I'd rather just wait and then revisit that question before I answer. I know it sounds wordy, and you can word it any way you want, but those pauses, priceless. it keeps you from saying the most reckless things to your significant other. And I'm telling you, I know my words can be reckless. So I know myself, and I take that moment to pause. Even in day-to-day conversations, when I'm mad at people and there's some things I need to say, I have to pause because I've said some things and I'm like, oof, I should not have said that. Not to my spouse, but I'm like, whoa, that was wow. You know, and I own it. I'm like, yeah, probably shouldn't have said that. My apologies. But it's once it's out there, right? So just take those moments of pause and just don't say it. If you think it's going to hurt your feelings, then you better believe it's going to hurt that other person's feelings. So just don't say it. Unless you that hardcore whatever, and nothing hurts your feelings, then that's on you. I got not as my auntie say, I got near nickel in that quarter. You do that. You do you, boo. I can't. So anyways, yeah. So thank you guys. I just want to take this moment to recap just a little bit what we talked about. So we talked about what spirituality and connection truly means. We talked about signs you are spiritually aligned or misaligned, you know, and that can look like constant chaos. You're constantly missing a beat. Communication is off. That definitely can be a sign of a misalignment. And how to intentionally build spiritual intimacy. It is intentional. It is work. You go in to build that intimacy. So how do you do that? Talks about rituals and practices that you can adopt, meditation walk, mindful walks, going to the gym together, cooking together, watching a show together, paint nights, doing, paint nights and creating a vision board nights, whatever. And how to navigate spiritual growth when your partner evolves at different speeds than you. And this doesn't mean that, you know, you're trying to build and how did I say it? You see the potential in somebody else that they don't see, and you're trying to make them be that version of you that lives in your head. That's not the version of you that there is there. That's not what I mean. That's just totally different. That's a whole different episode. But how to navigate spiritual growth when your partner evolves at different speeds. So that just means that they understand they have a ritual that they've created, but now, okay, they're already there. I'm not there yet. So let me see what works for me. And then maybe we can meet at like that. Okay. And what it looks like to maintain connection during conflict and stress. And life transitions. That looks different for all of us. Oh my gosh. It like I said, it changes. Who you were 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago is not going to be the same person, and you're not going to hold the same values and spiritual guidance and trust and growth that you had at those stages. It's going to be different. So who are you at this stage, this day, when you're having this conversation? And being able to be vulnerable. Being able to be vulnerable is very key, and being your authentic self and creating a space for each other to be your authentic selves. So with that, I'm just want to take a pause. Take a deep breath. Think about your partner or the partner you are calling in, because you may not have a partner yet. So what is your partner? What does your ideal partner look like to you? Right? Almost write it down, right? But be careful what you write down and what you spell, what you say, okay? Because you speak it into fruition. Words have power, whether you say them or write them. So be mindful of what it is that you're writing, right? So at this moment, take that pause. take a nice deep breath. Think about your partner or the partner that you're calling in. Ask yourself, do we align in purpose? Do we feel safe emotionally? Do we grow each other? Yeah, that's a big one. Do we grow each other? Do we intentionally nurture connection? Do you go out and just reach for your significant other? I know. Do you go kiss your significant other just out of the blue? I know I do. And he looks at me like, what is it? Now, what is one small ritual that you can begin this week? Think about it. You took that breath. You think about your partner or the partner you want to be in your life that you're calling in. And then you ask yourself, do we align in purpose? Do we feel safe emotionally? Do we grow together, right? Do we intentionally nurture connection? Now, based off of that, what is one small, very small, don't have to be grandiose, one small ritual that you can begin this week? Okay. So when you think about it, love is emotional. It's a spiritual connection. It's intentional. Chemistry attracts alignment, sustains. Chemistry attracts alignment, sustains. Think about your car, right? If your alignment is off, your car is not going to go very well, right? You can tell when you have need a wheel alignment because your steering wheel is going this way and your car is veering this way, right? So chemistry attracts your carbon and your hydrogen come together. That attracts. Alignment keeps you sustained. Growth should not threaten your relationship, people. If you're making $200,000 a year and your spouse is making $70,000 a year, that shouldn't threaten your relationship. Your spouse having a master's degree and you having an associate's degree should not threaten your relationship. Those are just examples. Okay? Growth should not threaten your relationship. It should strengthen it. It should strengthen your bond together. And that's why you go back and talk about values and if your values align, right? Because you see where each one is going. The right partnerships feels peaceful, not chaotic. The right partnership feels peaceful, not chaotic, which makes for you to have a peaceful home. So your mantra for this episode, we are aligned in purpose. Grounded in love and growing with intention. That's your mantra for this up. Yeah, that's your mantra. We are aligned in purpose, grounded in love and growing with intention. I like it. I love it. Yeah, I love it. I love it. Your affirmation. Let's see what your affirmation is. Oh, this guy, what I got. Your affirmation. I deserve a partnership rooted in spiritual alignment, mutual growth, and sacred connection. I like it. I deserve a partnership rooted in spiritual alignment, mutual growth, and sacred connection. It's beautiful. I like it. All right. So if this episode resonated with you, please do share. Please share with me what your thoughts are about the episode. If you've taken any tips from it, if you've gotten any wisdom, if you have anything to add or share, please do. Share it with someone who values intentional love. That is always a guidance and a help. Remember, relationships are not just about finding someone. They're not. They're about becoming together and growing together. And it takes work. It takes work. So thank you to all of our sponsors. I truly appreciate you all. Divine Nubian Essentials, Collins Education Resource Management, Nelvira Hair Studios, Meek's Beauty Supply. I appreciate you all. Thank you to our resident author, Miss Reggie Dupree. Keep writing those great fantasy reads. I enjoy each and every one of them. And thank you to all of you who are listening. And I hope you share, like, ring the bell, and all those great things. So continue to take care of yourself and each other. And until next time, stay soulful, stay evolving, and protect what is sacred to you. Namaste.